This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Saturday Magazine starts now.
From Joy 94.9, this is Saturday Magazine.
Live across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online everywhere. And, of course, on podcast, this is Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9's longest-running and flagship news, current affairs and lifestyle program. An ever-changing mix of local and national news, current affairs and commentary. You'll sound surprised. Framed within a queer perspective, I'm Macca. Good morning. It's Saturday, the 17th of Feb. On behalf of Saturday Magazine, I acknowledge the traditional owners of the land on which we meet and pay my respects to elders past and present and future. I'd also like to pay my respects and honour the elders from our diverse LGBTIQ communities for their support. Today, the member for Brunswick, Jane Garrett, returns to the show as co-host, and we're going to ask her lots of things. Some of it you'll expect, some you won't. Good morning, Jane. How are you?
I am terrific. It's great to be here.
It's fantastic, isn't it? And what a week.
What a week.
What a week. The Beetrooter has been on the front page. But you've got to say, now you're an experienced politician. When News Corp comes after you, you're done, aren't you? Like, they're pretty much, they have had Barnaby on the front page of almost, I think, of every one of their papers for the last week and or 8 days.
I don't know if that's a News Corp just on its own, you're done. I think it's a reflection of the fascination and horror, really, at what's sort of unfolding in Canberra.
The Beetroot is being rupeted.
That's right. I don't know how Gina, what's Gina feel about that? Wasn't he one of her favourites?
Well, you'd actually have to wonder what people, and more particularly I'm interested, what do women think about this? You know, there's lots of outrage and some of it confected, but what do women, and as a female in politics, in Parliament, what do you make of all this?
It's multifaceted, really, what you make of all of it. So as a woman, you can't help but feel for Mrs. Joyce and the heartfelt and angry statement that she put out on behalf of herself and her four daughters. And you really feel that. And whether it's male or female, I'm sure a bloke sitting at home, although there's much fewer of those, hopefully that will change, particularly with a regional MP, particularly Canberra, on the road all the time. Mm. And I think that sense of having, when she said we had people in our home and we trusted them. And as I understand, the eldest daughter was, you know, sort of chasing him around during the by-election, and, you know, the hurt there is enormous. You then have, on top of that, you have the issue of inequality in a power relationship in an office, so you have a boss and a staff member, and that's often looked at through a gendered lens. The same issues apply if the genders are reversed, of course. Mm. But it's very complicated. I think mainly the biggest issue I see, and there's a whole world of personal hurt, but in Australia we've been pretty good at not, we're not America, you know, we're not sort of going through everybody. We're pretty good at letting private lives be private, or the UK. What's crossed here, I think, and this is where the whole thing's exploded, is I mean, clearly it's salacious and she's pregnant and, you know, we've got wives speaking out and, you know, colleagues and, but there's issue was, has he been on his game doing his day job? What taxpayer money's been used for this? And, of course, this spectacular and incredibly public bitter falling out between him and the Prime Minister.
I know.
So it's like they're eating themselves over this salacious thing. I mean, I'm not sure what, I imagine we can, well, I think we can imagine the sorts of dramatics going on behind the scenes in party room, because we're seeing it at press conferences.
You've been a minister, right? You've been in cabinet. you know what the public face of government is and what goes on behind the scenes. You can only imagine it. I'm sure you're thinking about, you know, cabinet meetings or a meeting between the Prime Minister and the Deputy Prime Minister. Perhaps they could actually sort out between them what the definition of partner is in a personal relationship sense and in a coalition party sense, because they both seem to have very different views.
The extraordinary sense of the press conference Barnaby called to have a go at the press conference, and the Prime Minister's words were very, you know, they were quite unprecedented and very, I imagine he's just exploding in frustration that when they started to seem to be getting some traction, the whole world has exploded because of, you know, poor judgment. But there's so many, the problem for Malcolm Turnbull is that everyone knew about this for like ever, and then suddenly when it's starting to cause you grief, you're sort of tapping the pulpit.
And he said he didn't ask because he doesn't, you know, he wasn't all that interested. And Malcolm has a reputation for being progressive, which I'm not quite sure about, but also for a lesser known one for being a little bit pious.
Well, he certainly...
He doesn't like people getting on the terps too much.
Right.
And he's not fond of the errant ferret.
Keep... Or as Hillary would say, keeping the dog on the porch.
But, you know, I've got to say, one of the best comments was from one of the Nationals who said, now, look, you don't shoot the horse because the horse jumped out of your paddock into the neighbour's paddock.
Yeah, like, you pat the horse on the bum and say, keep going, son.
That's right. So I think it's the use of taxpayers' funds, if that's what's happened, and how people perceive this, and some of the lamest descriptions about, you know, oh, he asked me if I wanted to live in the house. Oh. I asked him. I'm not paying any rent. I didn't declare it because I wasn't an MP at the time. When she moved from one office to the other, she wasn't my partner.
And she got a $200,000 job, you know, with my mate.
Yeah.
When everybody knew. That's where I think that, I mean, there's moral lapses of judgment. Ultimately, that will be a matter that he has to, you know, deal with, particularly with his children. But the cavalier, the real, you know, the arrogance with which they have treated the taxpayer and their supporters is just, it's staggering. I think it also opens a door to people really having a look at how that money's spent by people. Yeah. I mean, the allowances, the travel allowances, the fact you can buy homes and, you know, then you can sort of claim whatever hockey was doing. I think even reading that he spent 50 nights in Canberra, no doubt she was, maybe she was claiming a travel allowance as well. You know, the lack of respect.
Hashtag bonk ban.
And then this is going to make sure it goes on until the election.
Now, we've got a message here. Hi, Macca. There are four gay Liberals in Parliament now. What implications does this have for them as well? A massive knee-jerk reaction by the Prime Minister. Good line. The hypocrisy is astounding. And, of course, the new rules, you can't have, if you're a minister, you can't have sex with your staff, but you can have sex with another minister's staff.
Just like, I mean, really, and it's so ill thought through. It's just like, it's an episode of In the Thick of It or something, I think. Like, you know, and he goes, what have you been doing? Why did you do that?
There definitely needs to be a minister for the errant ferret. So, you are on Saturday Magazine, Macca and Jane Garrett. Now, we've had a bit of a... We've had a bit of a Barnaby chat. I think we'll leave that because we're all a bit sick of it.
Oh, are we? It's so hard to leave.
We can always come back.
We
might ask Michael Kroger what he thinks.
That's a good idea.
Now, so member for Brunswick, Jane, you're not standing in the state election in November. You missed out on pre-selection in another seat. So the big question and the big rumour around, if you ran for Lord Mayor, the first question is, so your partner, what would your partner be called? Wouldn't be called the Lady Mayoress.
What did they call Tim? The the good bloke, the first bloke. You could be the...
I know, I'm just trying to think.
You could be the...
Well, in America they said it was going to be the first lad.
First lad. The dude.
You could be the lad.
The poor bastard.
Yeah, that's right. But the big question is, are you going to run?
Well, that is the big question, and I haven't... I genuinely just haven't determined it yet. We're going through a process of those people who are close to me as to, you know, what this would look like. There's a lot of things to weigh up, not least of which, you know, where there's by-elections and those sorts of things. So it's not a decision I would take lightly, and I won't be, and I certainly won't be dragging it out either. Like, I won't be here in 4 weeks going, oh, I still don't know.
You could say something today.
Well, I'm at the same point I was, and I may well when I make my mind come on here, but I'm not ruling it out. I'm actively thinking about it.
Because Melbourne...
There you go. When I decide, I'm going to announce it on SatMag.
There we go. Fantastic. And it is a big decision. I mean, yes, there's, you know, there's the fact of a by-election that would have to be held in Brunswick, and that would be a tough gig. Now, I don't expect you to comment, but the Premier was less than fulsome in his praise for the idea. Dan didn't think it was a good idea. And a couple of other MPs I spoke to went, ah, she's mad. She's completely mad. Why would she think about that?
Nice.
Look of surprise from Jane. But no. Lord Mayor is in Melbourne. It's a hugely important job. And other issues aside, we've been blessed over many, many years with some great Lord Mayors. So... It's a pretty important job, but it also requires a very good relationship with Spring Street, doesn't it?
Well, I think it does certainly require a good relationship with Spring Street. It's one of the most important jobs in our state. Mm. Having been a mayor for an inner city council, Yarra, it's a mass privilege of a job. So you get to really be part, you see very firsthand the results of the work with the community.
Yeah.
Obviously massive grand scale if it's done in the city of Melbourne. I grew up in inner Melbourne. I live in inner Melbourne. I love it. I love this city. And it's a world international city, but we've got some mass challenges as well with all of the growth. And I know that's been on the council's agenda. They've done great work through that. So whoever ends up being elected as Lord Mayor has a lot to work with that's really good and needs to be able to get on top of those challenges, like how the city looks, how it operates.
Well, a listener here says, go, Jane. I'd much rather you than Sam Newman. More women in local government, please.
Oh, well, hear, hear to that. More women in local government. Yeah, absolutely. And it looks like there's a good, strong field of women who are going to run. That's great. And that's how it should be. And, you know, we need a good first bloke. We need a guy holding the handbag.
Yes.
I mean, I'm being facetious, but I think it's terrific that we're seeing that field emerge. And we're also seeing, because I suppose it's happening out of session and, you know, the events leading up to it, we all know the difficulties with that. There's a real focus on what is this going to mean for the city? What do we want the city to be like, feel like?
Well, good luck with your your thoughts.
Thank you, and thanks.
I think you'd make a fantastic candidate.
Thank you.
And I actually get a vote in the city of Melbourne.
Yay.
So...
you could wear a T-shirt.
I will be deploying it very carefully. So, Batman, there's David Feeney is standing down because the dog ate his citizenship papers. And I'm not a big fan of David. I'm not a big fan. I think he's been a pretty poor local member. I think he's been a pretty poor representative. And I think his memory lapses are not the sort of thing I expect from representatives, and you can absolutely defend him, but the reality is he stepped down. That is going to be a really, really hard seat for Labor to hold. Jed Kearney's a strong candidate. Alex Patel for the Greens, and you've had your run-ins with the Greens. She's, I think, stood three or four or even...
Yeah, she's certainly stood many, many times.
So
I think this is her fourth.
It could also be a mini-series. Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.